morning on 2FM.
2FM. Now, earlier this month, party leader of the Green Party, Eamon Ryan, called for wolves to be reintroduced into Ireland. Now, we're not talking about a Premiership soccer team. We're talking about wolves, you know, the animal that went extinct here almost 250 years ago. During the debate on whether Ireland wants a wild wolf population, the term rewilding was often used. But what is rewilding? Well, we have the expert on rewilding in the studio with us now, because radio personality, nature enthusiast and expert on the world rewilding, Éanna Launa, you're very welcome to the programme.
I'm here all wild by myself.
Good, yes, very indeed. Good. Listen, seriously, the upside, let's just see the upside of this, because I'm not totally getting it. Is there actually any upside to bringing back wolves to Ireland after 250 years?
Well, there is and there isn't. The thing is that wolves are top predators, and therefore if we bring them back, we have to bring them back to somewhere where there's something for them to eat. Now, what the wolves would be normally eating in their normal lives would be deer. And we have lots of deer in Ireland. We have ceca deer, we have fallow deer, we have red deer. But the ceca deer in particular are greatly abundant. And of course, ceca deer will feed on trees, they eat bark, so they're causing damage to our trees. They're uncontrolled, there's nothing happening to them. They run out in front of cars, they're desperate. So what's going to be their natural predator? It's the wolf. Let's bring back the wolf. That's kind of where that's coming from to a certain extent. But the last wolf was shot on the Blackstairs Mountains, as you said, by Dalton's hounds, or pulled down by Dalton's hounds in 1680s, or 1780s actually, 250 years ago. Left a world that was completely different. I mean, now we have farmers, now we have sheep, now we have all over the place, we've roads, we've houses. So the world to which we bring back the wolf, if we just arrive tomorrow, is completely different.
World.
So
yeah.
If you were a wolf, would you bother yourself running around after an old deer when you could nip into a field and have a few sheep for yourself? Particularly when the whole country's coming down in sheep. So this is the problem. So this is where this idea of rewilding comes from. You can't just sort of get a few wolves, let them off the boat at Rosslare and say, off you go, lads. That's quite a recipe for disaster. Now, on the continent of Europe, the wolves are spreading themselves by, you know, moving into areas that are suitable for them. They discovered them in Holland recently. They didn't have any in Holland. And lo and behold, then they were in Holland. But they walked over the border from Germany by themselves. They never would have to make a decision in Holland. Will we introduce wolves or will we not? But here in Ireland, we would have to make this decision. We would have to actually physically put the wolf into the boat and bring it across the sea to Ireland. And this is a decision then that depends on where you're coming from. So to rewild a place then means you've got to have a place very large that has enough prey for the wolf to feed on, is well away from where people live, so they won't be taking the farmers' animals. See, and that's where the rewilding is.
The amount of laws that were made 200 and 300 years ago that are still in place and people can still go to the place, no, that's the law. I mean, seriously. Like Eamon Ryan says, I think, yes, there is an upside to bringing back wolves. I'm going to quote Eamon Ryan. Bring back a sense of wildness. Bring back a balance of ecology in the sense that those wolves would prey on deer that are holding back forestry at the present time. Look at other countries that have ecosystems that are more resilient and more attractive. So, the reintroduction of a large predator, which has been absent for 250 years, Éanna, just tell me, does it or will it, therefore, as you're saying, with all the farms now, undermine existing conservation programmes and do considerable damage to farming? And your answer is no.
No, my answer is no. I didn't say no. I'm saying if you bring back the wolf, it will do what Eamon Ryan said in an ideal situation, but we need to have the habitat ready for them to go into. We can't, as I said, take them off the boat at Rosslare and let them off up the road, because that's not in a wild area for them. They were talking about rewilding a place over in the Neffenbeg Range in Mayo, if you remember, and they're working away on that.
So a specifically designated
that's
area.
A large area, national park, a large area which has forestry, which has whatever animals that are living in there, which has no farmers, no roads going through it, no cars, no houses, and the wolves will get enough prey in an area like this that they wouldn't be coming out to attack sheep or anything else. And we need very large areas. So there's no point. You bring back the wolf tomorrow, it'll be a recipe for disaster. Do not do it.
Yeah.
But you need to get the habitat set up first. And this is where this rewilding process, they're talking about it. And they are beginning to do it in Mayo. So if you want to go down to Bangor Errors now and go for a walk across the bogs, it'll take you a day and a half.
Okay, they are beginning to do it in Mayo, and you mentioned Holland, and then they go into Germany and all the rest of it, although that wasn't rewilding, was it?
They just spread out themselves, but they went into it. You see, the trouble in Ireland is that we have a scattergun approach to where we live. We have a huge amount of one-off housing, so there are not great areas where people don't live. There's roads everywhere, there's houses everywhere, there's farms everywhere.
Well, then have wolves been rewilded in other countries where they became extinct? Like has
well, they haven't brought him back to Great Britain. I mean, a farmer up there in the Scottish Highlands, he had, oh, I don't know, they still have their huge farms up there. He had a place of 10,000 acres and he was going to bring it onto his land. But the regulations in Scotland allow people to wander where they will, so that there's walking trails through his land that are public, and these people will be walking through 10,000 acres where there might be wolves at large, even though wolves do not attack people. This is only fairy stories.
Do
this
they
is,
not?
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't. I mean, they don't snatch babies from their cradles. They don't attack people. The only problem with a wolf might be one that might have, say, rabies, like the way a rabid dog would be that. Yeah. And, you know, farmers' sheep are being attacked all the time by dogs, and dogs can cause an awful lot of havoc to sheep farmers. But they're not going to willingly agree that wolves might come in, because we have a huge amount of fairy stories. We have a huge amount of folklore about the big bad wolf. And that's not necessarily true, but it gives you somebody to blame when things go wrong.
Aren't there wolves going like in plenty of places in America?
Ah, yeah, they brought them back into the national park, Yellowstone National Park. But that's a huge area where people don't live.
That's Montana, Wyoming direction, yeah.
And they were able then to keep manners on the deer, which then stopped eating all the trees. So the forestry was able to grow, and other things that lived in the forestry were able to thrive then, because the environment had changed. They're what you call, David, keystone species, because they affect other species around the place. But we don't have anywhere the size of Yellowstone National Park in Ireland where people don't live. Should be jeepers, we can't even put in a wind farm, but it's flickering over somebody's house. Yeah. We can't put in grid wires, it's going over somebody's land. How in the name of God can we bring in wolves the way we're living in Ireland at the moment?
Do you know what I have here? Look, the white-headed duck, whose only breeding population is found in Spain, went from just 22 birds in 1997 to around 2,000 today. Now, I know it's not wolves, but we're talking here about rewilding or something along that. The European bison, are you ready for this? Which was extinct in the wild in Europe at the start of the 20th century, has increased by more than 3,000% after a large-scale breeding and reintroduction programme.
That's true, yeah. But I mean, are you afraid of a bison? Are you afraid of a duck? There's no bad stories about those. It's the wolf is coming with such baggage.
It's the question. Are you afraid of a duck?
Well, are you? You know, I mean, you wouldn't object to reintroducing the white duck. But if they're reintroducing the wolf and you're the farmer down in wherever it is, which are a sheep, you're going to have a word to say.
Hold
about
on. Has anything else been rewilded, like in Ireland before? Has there been...
Oh, yes, there has. Where have you been for the last 20 years?
Well,
we brought back the golden eagle in Donegal. We brought back the sea eagle down in County.
Sorry, can I just ask, there was a reason obviously to bring back the Golden Eagle in Donegal. Has it worked, if that's the question?
Well, it hasn't is the right answer, isn't it? Because they brought them back as a millennium project, because 1900, the last Golden Eagle was shot in Donegal. So that was the end of it. So we bring them back, but we haven't. The environment has been so impoverished since that the golden eagles are not finding enough rabbits and hares and wild food to eat. So for a long time in the beginning, they had to actually put out food for them, drop for them to eat. So they breed, but they don't get that much food. So the breeding population is maybe 2 or 3 chicks a year. So they're kind of bouncing along the bottom rather than anything else. Then they were so pleased anyway with having them brought back that in 2007, they brought back the one to Kerry, which is the white tailed sea eagle, which depends on fish and will also scavenge dead things. The golden eagle in Donegal has a bit more respect and kills its food, but the one down in Kerry, the sea eagle, will come to dead things. And the people, farmers who didn't like it in Kerry, poisoned carcasses, put them out in their land and killed those sea eagles because they didn't like them dirty birds. But anyway, the law changed. You'll be glad to know the Green Party, when they were in power, John Gormley said, if you have a poison carcass on your land, no matter who put it there, you are responsible because it's your land and you'll be fined. And
really?
they have stopped doing this. And now the sea eagles are thriving. They're doing better than the golden eagles. And they are breeding well down in Kerry. And they're a huge tourist attraction. People go down to look at them and spend money in pubs and eat and drink in their restaurants. So ecotourism is the way to go.
Right. OK, well then, like, you know, maybe some of these species might huff and puff, but they will not blow your house down, is what you're saying. So is it just animals that can be rewilded? I mean, can flowers be rewilded?
Well, that's what we call reforestation. I mean, in Ireland, we have 11% of the country covered in trees. That's all. It's the lowest in Europe. This is all of a piece with having no wolves. So if we make more, if we plant more trees, if we put back more forestry, that's rewilding, because once you put in the cover for the trees, then the stuff that grows underneath, the various plants that like to grow in the shade, the various ferns, the various mosses, the various birds that like to live in holes in the trees. I mean, that's why the woodpecker came back. The woodpecker woodpecker came back of its own bat to the east of Ireland, because we suddenly had more trees in Wicklow than we had before. Nobody actually reintroduced the woodpecker. It flew over and there it was, and I'm delighted with it. It's spreading very well now in the areas where we have forested. So if you put back the habitat, the bottom of the scale, then you'll get the attendant biodiversity going with that. So it's all good. So more trees, please.
Okay, and we're not talking just rural areas here. I mean, like, you know, there have been rewilding projects in cities as well. Bees and stuff, big stuff in the paper about that over the last few years.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's lots of beehives in Dublin City. They have a honey festival every year in November in Rathgar, and you can buy Dublin 1 honey, you can buy Dublin 4 honey, you can buy Dublin, and people are saying, how can they have these bees? This is a built up area, but they have them on rooftops, they have them in places, and people aren't aware, because I mean, if you said, I'm going to bring in a hive into my garden, the neighbours would all be saying they were getting stung. But when you go to the honey show, there's the honey to show that the bees are there. So, you know, telling people too much is a bad idea. Just do it.
Well, listen, do you think it's going to happen? I mean, like, there are certain benefits in this natural climate solutions business and all the rest. It's not bad for the ecosystem, is it?
No. Well, I mean, do I think it's going to happen? It is happening. I mean, those birds came back. Some of them are coming back by themselves. We're rewilding Mayo. More trees are being planted in Wicklow. We're trying to push for more trees to be planted everywhere. We have National Tree Day. We have National Tree Week. And as we know, the only way of getting carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere is to plant a tree. Well, so as we are more aware of climate change and the causes of it, we should be more aware of the solution, which is planting trees.
OK, bringing back wolves then. Will it happen, Aina?
No, not for a while, Lottie. Well, because if unless we have the country ready to receive, unless we have somewhere for them to live, it's madness. It wouldn't be fair to the poor old wolf to bring him back and let him off on the road up from Rosslare, because you need to actually have the proper habitat for him to be in, and that's not likely to happen in the next year or two anyway.
OK, well, rewilding is what we've been talking about. Aina Ní Laoghna, expert in everything. Thanks a million once again, Aina, for dropping in to talk to us.
Fault your own thing. Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.